Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 28. Stand by me, getting your friends and relatives on board. Today, we'll look at a specific way for you to facilitate your own running success by taking concrete steps to garner the support, encouragement, and accommodation of the people around you to help you succeed in this journey, what that can mean to you and to them, and how to make it happen. First, a couple of quick announcements. I've really been getting into live video lately. Last week, I recorded two Facebook Live videos that you can still see on the Beginner Runner Village Facebook wall. Those two videos have already been viewed almost 5,000 times. I'm also uploading them to my beginnerrunnervillage.com website. You can just go there and click videos in the menu bar to see them. I've also gotten back to using Periscope lately. You can see me live there, and I think those scopes remain for 24 hours. So if you follow me on Periscope, you can just log in once a day to see that day's video. If you've never used or accessed Periscope, it's really super easy to use. Just download the Periscope app on your smartphone. I'm happy to report the Mojo for Running coaching program now has 95 members, and they're all doing great. I love seeing how they're sharing their accomplishments, big and small, in the Facebook group. Appreciating the small wins is what motivates you to get the big wins. They're embracing the journey and encouraging each other. And that, well, that just makes me really happy. I want to congratulate these people for going after their dream and working to make it happen. You can be a part of that group, too. Remember, you can join at any time, for now anyway, by going to mojoforrunning.com or beginnerrunnervillage.com. However, I may close the membership for a while in the near future because I need to keep it manageable. But for right now, you can still join. All of these people are beginners, by the way. Some at week one of the Walk to Run program schedules, some nearing the end of the first 5K schedules, and some have already moved into the first 10K schedules. By the way, I use Facebook Live to coach in that group, so I also record just for that group every day or so, discussing various topics that arise and answering questions that come up there. It works great. And that allows members watching live to even ask questions live by typing them in on Facebook. Okay, now to today's topic. How to get the people close to you to cooperate to help you achieve your goal, to stand by you. You need to explain your goal and your plan for achieving that goal, and you should ask for their help. Friends will have an entirely different attitude if you enlist their support. I don't mean ask them to run with you or train with you, although sometimes they will want to do that. Sometimes they want to run too, and you will inspire them. But remember, this is your journey, and it shouldn't depend on anyone else. But if you prepare them for the change in you, in your usual behaviors, then it will be easier. What I'm saying, on the most basic level, is that you need to give them a heads up, an FYI that says, change is coming. You can nicely explain that they can either get on board and support you in your new journey or get out of the way because it's going to happen. Stating this out loud every time you do it will give you power, and that's good. By explaining it to them, you're letting them in on something truly special that's about to take place. It's like circling the wagons. You're gathering the people around you who are about you, who care about you, and want you to be happy. The people who want to see you achieve your dreams. You're protecting your adventure and letting them know the change is ahead. Some people, no matter how much they care about you, don't handle change well. You may find this, especially with your kids. Explaining what's ahead and making them a part of it in any way will help. This matters because sometimes even people close to us accidentally make our problems worse by contributing to a habit that we're trying to break, like the habit of a sedentary lifestyle. It's tough to fight inertia. I'm sure you know that. So enlisting their help, or even just explaining your plan, will grease the skids a bit. Here's an example of the way people you care about may unknowingly derail your best laid plans. Let's say you're trying to eat healthier. You're not starving yourself. You're just trying to be reasonable and avoid eating when you're not feeling hungry. You're not eating things that you know are bad for you. And you're doing great. But when you come back from lunch, there's a big piece of chocolate cake sitting on your desk. Your friend left it for you because she knows you love chocolate cake. But if she knows you're trying hard to change your ways, she won't do these things. She'll realize that it's not considerate. On the contrary. You just had a lunch of broccoli and a hard-boiled egg, and you felt good about that. You went to the trouble to pack your lunch and made sure it was healthy. You felt good about that. You would not have gone and purchased that chocolate cake. But here it is, sitting smack dab in the middle of your desk. It's like how you go to the store and maybe you're careful to buy healthy food because you know that when you're at home, it's easy to avoid unhealthy foods if they're not around. That's smart of you. But if your friends bring cookies when they come in, or if they insist that you stop at a fast food joint every time you go out, they're not considering your wishes. They're not respecting them. They're not helping you achieve your goal. This will certainly happen if you don't make your wishes crystal clear to them. Sometimes it's hard for people to recognize that you really are serious about change and that that change is what's going to fulfill you and make you happy. You know this deep in your bones, but it's up to you to convince them of this. Eating the cake because they were considerate to bring it to you is not going to help convince them. Tell them your plan in no uncertain terms. I want you to take a moment to think about professional athletes. They have a whole team around them, and I don't just mean the other players, although they're included, of course, but I mean their families, friends, and of course their fans. Whatever the sport, whether it's tennis or football or rowing, professionals and top amateurs are surrounded by an entourage. But more importantly, they're surrounded by friends and family who believe in them, respect their role in the sport, encourage them, and absolutely accommodate the time it takes. Yet we remark, how can they be that good? They're amazing. What talent? Well, for sure, there is that. But don't underplay the value and contribution of the people around them. It truly takes a village. It does, at all levels, and especially at your level, more so at your level, because you don't have that uniquely natural talent. And there certainly isn't $1 million contract waiting for you when you cross the finish line of that 5K, when you achieve your goal. Think about it. Those highly talented pros get paid for what they do, and they get fame and glory. Sometimes they're treated like gods. That's a lot of built-in motivation. The average Joe will never have that. Yet, average people are the ones selling out races every weekend. Many marathons and halves sell out the day registration opens, sometimes within hours. And there are sometimes 5, 10, 20, 30,000 slots, but they still sell out. Those aren't elite athletes filling up registration. It's people like you and me. Oh, wait, did you just say that? Did you silently say to yourself, you and I, Deb, we're not alike. You do marathons, but I'm just struggling to do a 5K. Of course, technically you're right, but you're much more like me than I am like an elite athlete. All those people entering races really are just like you, except for the running. But it's harder for you than for those professional athletes, or even harder for you than for me. Harder for you than me because I already have the confidence of years of running behind me, and harder for you than those pros, well, for a lot of reasons, and you know those. So let's discuss what you need from the people around you. First, let's identify that group of people. One, it's your family, whether that's a spouse, partner, kids, or parents, your immediate family, and your relatives. Two, it's the people you work with every day, your coworkers, the ones you call your friends. Number three, it's your friends, old and new, the people you choose to be with outside of work and family. Now, I want you to look at these two scenarios. It's a busy day at home. Michelle had an appointment for a haircut, has an appointment for a haircut, and then softball practice. Eric has a project due at school at the end of the week, and he needs you to take him to buy his supplies. Plus, you need to stop by to visit your mom, who isn't feeling well. Where is your run in that scenario? Make sure your run is part of the family plan for every day, just as much a part of the plan as softball practice or the haircut. Make sure the family sees it as just as important as all the other family activities. You must make it that important. This is key because parents so often let their own fitness slide in the misdirected notion that the kids' activities take precedence. This is a huge mistake. If you do that, and you probably have been doing it until now, you're teaching them that fitness is not important. Example is the best teacher. If you struggle to exercise, if you struggle to exercise because you're out of shape or overweight, do you want that for them? They may already be unfit and overweight. Honestly, no matter what, the most important thing you can do as a parent is to teach your kids what they need to do to be healthy. Don't you agree? Nothing else you will ever teach them will have a greater impact on the rest of their lives. So when you need motivation to put yourself first, remember that, in a big way, you're doing this for them. You must look at the big picture, and you can't expect your kids to do it because they're not old enough, and they don't have the wisdom to do that. They live from day to day and hour to hour, even minute to minute. It may make sense to delay big events for later, for when they're older, like training for a half marathon or a marathon. And yeah, I know you think that sounds silly now, but if you start running now, one day you will want to at least do a half marathon. But what I'm saying is those things do take a lot more time. And if you have young kids, they may be your priority now. Well, I'm sure they're your priority now. So you may need to delay those things until they're older. I get that. But getting fit is something you deserve, something you owe yourself, and something you need to do for them. And that can't wait. Every year you wait, you're giving them the wrong impression. Your health is declining, and it's getting worse. Every year that goes by, it will be harder. It will benefit your whole family in the long run when you start running. It really can't wait. I'm not saying it should push baseball or dance class out of the picture. I'm just saying the family can almost always work together to make sure you have time to run. It really doesn't take a lot of time to train enough to be fit. I believe that our role as parents is to raise our children to be happy, healthy, responsible adults. Do you agree with that? Well, healthy is no accident. It's got to be a lifestyle. It doesn't mean just getting their vaccines. Healthy means, more than anything else, exercising and eating a healthy diet. That is healthy. Remember, one thing you're teaching your kids is how to be adults, right? So, they need to learn that adults take care of themselves, that fitness is a part of life, that it's a priority, that it does require some sacrifices, but that the reward is worth it. You need to have a plan for your training, and it needs to involve everyone who is an integral part of your life. However, you're the boss. In the end, it's you who will make that final decision about every workout. It'll be much easier if they're on board, if you explain to them up front that you really want to succeed, and that you'll need their support and help along the way. Don't tell anybody about your plan in a casual way, that you've decided to start running. That's no good. Wait until you have them all together, until you have their complete attention, and make it clear that this is an important meeting, that it means a lot to you. Let them know that their cooperation is critical, that you're asking for their support, that you want them to say they're going to support you, that you want them to commit. Explain to the family that there will be times when you won't be able to stay to watch their basketball practice, or they'll need to ride with a friend so you can get your workout in, or that you may be offering sandwiches for dinner instead of a casserole. There will be times when, if you have to work late, you might have to miss dinner. Imagine this scenario. You have to work late. You get home and fix dinner or pick up dinner on the way, but when you get everyone to the table, it's 7 o'clock. Do you decide to forego your run? Or why not do this? Fix yourself a plate and put foil over it. Sit it on the counter and say, "I'm going out to do my workout. I'll eat when I return." They may complain, but hopefully they'll say, "Good for you, Mom." Think of this whole journey as a long, teachable lesson. If you're like most people starting a running program, you're very out of shape, very unfit. Well, then seize the opportunity to show the family that anything can be changed, that you're the boss of you, as the kids like to say, and that every day is a new opportunity to do what you decide is the right thing to do. Every day is a day you can live as you wish, doing what's right rather than what's easy. Keeping on is easy, but you know the saying, and I would definitely share this with your kids. If you keep on doing what you've always done, you'll keep on getting what you've always gotten. You know, this, you know, in some ways, it's super easy to be unfit. But in fact, in some ways, it's super hard, too. How so? Because it's hard to be happy when you don't feel good about yourself. It's hard to feel good mentally when your actions do not support good health. It's hard to have self-respect. Tell your kids that, and tell them that's why you're going to become a runner. If they don't support you, and they may not, be upfront with them and remind them that you want them along on this journey, that you need and expect their support. But if you don't get it, you're going to do it anyway. Try really hard to get the family on board, along for the adventure. I've seen many kids ride their bikes along with their running parent. It becomes a family project, and very often, a year or so later, the kids are running with the parent. Fitness becomes a family affair. It may not be easy, though, because kids are impatient. They have a hard time with the delayed reward of you becoming a runner, of you being a runner 6 months from now. And they'll be especially impatient and may totally forget about their commitment to support you when there's something that they want you to do for them. Be steadfast. You have to be an adult. And when they ask you not to go, whether it's because they want you to drive them somewhere or to join them on the couch in front of the TV, I implore you to get your run in. Don't give in. What if your daughter wants you to drive her and a friend to a movie at the time when you need to be running? You've got to stand up for yourself and not respond to her whim. She might say, she really, really wants to go. She really wants to go. But that's not nearly as important as your run. If you cave, you'll feel resentful of her and disappointed in yourself. But even worse, she'll whine even louder next time with the surety that you'll give in again. You must stick to your plan from day one. It will get easier after that. She may act like she's mad at you, but the end result will be that she respects you more. You'll be teaching her to respect the time you carved out for you. This is where the family meeting is valuable. Explain that you are making a commitment and that you need their help, or better yet, that you expect their help. It's what people do when they care for each other. You can point out how that's what a family does, how every time you take them to swim practice, Boy Scouts, or dance class, you're assisting them in working towards their goals. Get them to make a commitment to help you achieve your goal. Then, when the time comes, when they want your attention but you need to be out doing your workout, you can remind them that they signed on for the duration. And then, no matter what they say, you need to walk out that door. Do what you committed to do and don't let the kids derail you. They'll learn from this, and when they're standing at the finish line yelling and cheering their hearts out for you as you triumphantly run by and then squeezing you proudly minutes later, you will know that it was all worth it. You need to be prepared for this, too. What if they don't believe in their hearts that you can do it? You want them to believe in you, but maybe they've seen you embark on new fitness resolutions before and then quit a few weeks later. If they don't believe you will do it, let that be more motivation. Let it be your fuel. Turn it around and make it work for you. Show them. Oh, of course, there will be occasions when there's a crisis at home. Someone is throwing up or the car won't start. But really, there is seldom anything important enough that you need to miss the workout. Now, I know you'll have to plan your running around softball games and band concerts. All parents know that the beginning and end of the school year and the holidays are times when schedules are extra tight. That comes with the territory. I went through that myself. I have two kids. They're now in their 30s, but I remember those days. I didn't get to run as often as I wanted. I did get to run regularly, though. I never, ever stopped running. But there were days, there were times, there were whole weeks when I had to really juggle my running schedule. And yeah, there were times when I missed my workout. Those things can't be avoided. The best thing is to accept that going in and compromise. For example, enjoy the holidays and the time with the family, but discuss schedules and put the family and friends on notice that you may miss a few workouts at these times, but only when absolutely necessary. And when that happens, don't worry about it. Let it go. Tomorrow's a new day. Hopefully, your family members will be super excited for you. And once you remind them that you made an agreement, they'll give you a big hug and say, "Go for it, Mom," or "Go for it, Dad." Here's another big accountability factor. It will help you if you make your schedule known. Post it on the refrigerator and tell them when you'll be training. That time is blocked out, and it won't be interrupted or disrupted, except in the event of a true emergency. When Patrick, your son, wants you to take him shopping for a new football, and it means you'd miss your workout, you can then ask him, "Patrick, is that an emergency?" Because you know the schedule. The shopping trip can wait until the weekend, and he knows it. You'll need to have a similar discussion with your friends about your new goal. It will help if they're on board too. If not, well, you'll just have to make up your mind to teach them that you are not exactly who they think you are, if they think that you can't do it. And if they refuse to support you, well, maybe they're not the friends you thought they were. For your work friends, it might be nothing more than telling them you'll be walking on your coffee break from now on and taking the stairs and heading for the gym during lunch at least a few times a week to get on that treadmill. In this way, you're giving them the opportunity to be involved. Tell them you have an important announcement and that involves them. That's right. Explain your goal. If they laugh or giggle or tease you, don't be deterred. Let them know with your tone and your demeanor that you mean it, that this is important to you. That should change their attitudes. Tell them you're going to work towards it, that it will take months to achieve, and during that time, you would love their support and cooperation. Maybe you can even get some of those people to join you on this trip. Jim Rohn said this, "You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with." I have chatted with so many runners in my local group who've said that just becoming friends with the people in the group is what made all the difference. There's no better way to start believing you can do something than by hanging out with other people who are doing it. They'll assume your success because they've been where you are. They've done it, and they'll find it easier to believe you'll succeed than even you do. Spending time doing shorter runs with experienced runners, or even just hanging out with them at the trailhead before or after the run, or sharing part of a run with people who do half marathons or longer, will have you feeling, at least a little, like they're like you, and you're like them. And you will be right. They will already realize this, but it will take time for you to accept it, to internalize it. People tell me, "I joined your group just to have someone to run with on Saturday mornings, just to stay motivated and accountable. I only just wanted to stay in shape and maybe do a 5K now and then. That was a year ago. I never even thought about training for a half marathon, but now I've done one. And now I'm thinking about doing a marathon. I can't believe it, but it just seems reasonable now. I didn't even plan on this. It just happened. It just started to feel like the natural progression." That's how it happens. And it's sweet, so sweet. Just remember, you're your own boss. Your friends and family are either with you or not. And sometimes it may even seem like they're against you. They really aren't, of course. But you'll need to remind them that achievement of a long-term goal depends on completion of many short-term goals, like getting in your workouts every week. Be the role model that will teach your kids about the value of practice, commitment, and dedication. That's a lesson that will set them up for success, a lifetime of success. It's a great gift you can give your kids, perhaps the best. Heck, not just your kids. When you become a runner, you'll be setting an example for your spouse and your friends, even your parents. They may not all become runners, but they may have the courage to eat better and pursue their own fitness goals. Somebody has to start, and that someone can be you. So my message here is that if you really want this, then you should do everything you can to make it happen. Some things are out of your control, but control what you can, and it's only fair to the people close to you to let them in on your goal, to let them feel like part of your team. Let's address now when in your journey you should enlist their support. Some people might be thinking, well, I'll tell them in a few weeks after I get this started. You know, after I've already started to feel like a runner. No, don't think that way. If you've decided to do this, there's no reason to wait. It will be easier from day one if you state your plan. Tell everyone. That will help you not to waver during the first few weeks. Do it. Get that schedule posted on the refrigerator and put a calendar right next to it. More on that in a few minutes when I explain your homework. First, I have a couple more announcements. Then, I have two items of homework for you. First, a couple of reminders. Please follow me on Instagram and Twitter at U2CanRun, and that's the numeral 2. And please like my Beginner Runner Village Facebook page. I will regularly give away prizes to people who retweet or repost my tweets or who share my posts. But you need to be sure to use one of these hashtags, Beginner Runner Village, U2CanRun, or Coach Deb V. Because otherwise, I may not know you've retweeted or shared my posts, especially as that's hard to see on Instagram, and sometimes I can't tell on Facebook. It used to be easy to see on Facebook who shared a post, but now they've changed it, and I can't see that any longer. So please always use a hashtag, and then I can find you. Your homework is in two parts. One, have a family meeting. Even if that just means talking to your boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse, or parents, or best friends, but do it. Meet with all the people who are close to you. Lay out your plan. If possible, you might even have them listen to this podcast. If you're a parent, you might play the podcast or all of my podcasts when you're driving the kids to school, a great way to teach them and motivate them and make them part of your team, part of your goal. Remember, teamwork makes the dream work. It really does. Part two of your homework, you should already have your red X calendar on your refrigerator with the X's indicating the days when you completed the workout scheduled for that day. And hopefully, you also have your schedule posted there. The third thing I want you to post is the Jim Rohn quote. That's Rohn, R-O-H-N. It will help if all in your household see that every day, because it will remind them that because they're around you all the time, their positivity really is most valuable. If you have kids, it's great. It's a great lesson for them, too, to surround themselves with friends that work hard, set goals, and work to achieve them. You'll be teaching them to take goals seriously and take concrete, specific steps toward achieving them. Now, here's the quote again. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And by the way, I'm counting myself as one of your five. Although, of course, that's an arbitrary number, five. It might be eight or it might be 10. But if you're listening to me, I'll be here for you, supporting and encouraging you all the way to the finish line, whenever and wherever that is, and on all the training runs along the way.